from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My understanding is the Pittsburgh Steelers have had discussions with the 49ers about potentially trading Brandon Ayuk. They are for sure in it right now. They are one of several teams that the 49ers are speaking with. The Cleveland Browns are one of those teams.
Ian Rappaport yesterday. We started the show 6 a.m. yesterday by saying that Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area said that the Steelers were no longer the front runner for Brandon Ayuk. Not long after that, in the 9 o'clock hour, some were reporting that the Steelers were out on Brandon Ayuk. And then yesterday afternoon happened. Ian Rappaport, oh no, the Steelers very much alive. Adam Schefter, only 30 minutes after saying he did not think the Steelers were going to get Brandon Ayuk, then changed his tune. Oh no, the Steelers are back in contact with the San Francisco 49ers. And they are having deep discussions about a potential trade. And now, our guy, Matt Maiocco, has changed his tune. This coming within the last 6 hours, he puts out there, the fact the Steelers are back in talks with the 49ers toward a possible Brandon Ayuk trade shows that all sides have a willingness to get something done. The negotiations and conversations continue. I don't want to toot our own horn here, but I absolutely will. Who am I kidding? I want to pat ourselves on the back. You know, Pony's been all over this with sources, and I think he's being vindicated here, but I think we had a ton of smart conversations yesterday. It never made sense that the Steelers were quote-unquote out.
Mm-mm.
Like, common sense tells you they're not going to be out when they're the preferred destination for a player who was given permission to negotiate contracts with these teams. If he didn't want to go to New England, guess what? He ain't going to New England.
Exactly.
If you don't want to go to Cleveland, he ain't going to Cleveland. So what's that tell you? It's going to come down to he stays in San Francisco or he winds up going to a team he wants to go to, and Washington is out. So what's the team he wants to go to? The Pittsburgh Steelers. There are reasons from all parties involved here to get this done. The Niners don't want him around anymore. Ayuk wants to come to Pittsburgh, and the Steelers desperately are in need of a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say it right now. It's 6:03. Good morning to everyone. He's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler because all signs point to him being a Pittsburgh Steeler. Common sense.
I'll give you a lot of credit. Yesterday, you were pounding the table throughout the whole entire show saying that it makes no sense for the Steelers to be out of it. They're still in it. You kept saying that the whole show, so I will give you a lot of credit of staying on that train because it didn't really make sense, but nobody came out and said that it didn't make sense. Everybody's
right.
Like, well, the options for the Steelers are, you know, off the table. Nobody ever said that they were fully out of it, but it seemed like that they were out of it. But you were like, no, that they're still in it. You know, the New England Patriots, they offered him to be basically around a top five receiver.
Yes,
money-wise.
They did.
And he said no. I mean, that's where it takes two to tango. Like, this whole situation is very interesting because he gets to pick his destination, but also the 49ers get to pick what they want back in the return. So that's why this has been so difficult, and I think this is why that the patience thing has, you know, given Omar Khan and the Steelers some credit because you have to figure out the minutia of everything of getting this done and doing it the right way, because one side wants one thing, other side isn't willing to give this thing, or they are willing to give this thing, but the acceptance isn't on the table. So this is why this is so interesting that the Steelers are the front runner right now, because if it was about money, then Brandon Ayuk would have went to New England.
Absolutely.
And it's not about money. So to me, when I look at this as a whole, and we're going to dive in deeper and go different angles, what is it about the Steelers then? What is it about the Steelers that it isn't about the Browns? And the Browns probably still are at the table, but what about the Steelers? I mean, if it's not about money, I mean, he's going to get paid in the vicinity that he wants to, but you're about to get paid top five and you said no, then it's about something else, which I kind of like. And if you're a Steelers fan, you should like, because he wants to be here, and it's because he thinks that he could win here alongside of getting paid.
Yes. I don't think he needs to be, and this is a guess, but I think there's a lot of common sense, again, involved here. I don't think he needs to be a top five highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, but I think he clearly needed more than what San Francisco was offering, and he wants to go to a place where he believes he's got a chance to win. And I think he looks at the Steelers organization, and even though all of us here in Pittsburgh, we look under the hood and we zoom in and we know the flaws of this organization and we know that they have not won since 2016. We know that they've largely been mediocre. I don't think the perception from players around the league is that. I think guys want to play for Mike Tomlin, and I think when people hear Pittsburgh Steelers, they believe that they're going to be in contention, whether real or imagined. And when you think of the Cleveland Browns, you're probably thinking they were good last year, but they don't have a track record of proven success. And I'm not saying that they're a joke in the minds of players or anything like that. In fact, I think the Browns beat the 49ers last year.
They did.
But if you're betting on where I'm going to go and have success, you're going to bet on Mike Tomlin, and you're going to know at worst we're going to be in the thing. And if you're going to go to Cleveland, you might think you got a good ball club, but there's no proven track record of success there.
If I'm a player and I have those two teams at the table, I don't even think twice about going to Cleveland. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, that's just the perception around the league. Now, guys that want that payday, they will go to Cleveland, like Odell Beckham. Like, they'll go to Cleveland because they want that payday, and they know Cleveland will pay them money. But there's not many players that are like, I want to go to Cleveland because I think I can win. Now, you think about the Steelers, and guys think about history, too.
Right.
Like, history comes in. Honestly, I mean, I know it's 2024, but you know, like, you pay attention to the NFL since you were a little kid. Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
That comes into a play for a player.
And, you know, I get annoyed. We get annoyed. We talk about it ad nauseum, how the national media views Mike Tomlin in comparison to how the local media views Mike Tomlin. Well, I think players are more in line with the national view than they are on the local view.
Yes.
And in moments such as this, that perception, that logo, this head coach, it actually still means something. Because when you compare the Steelers roster to the Cleveland roster, I think that they're pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can make a reasonable argument that the Browns roster is better. You go on a lot of these national rankings, you go to Power Rankings, you go to PFF, you go to Sharp Football. The Browns are routinely listed among the top 10, maybe top 5 rosters in the NFL. But Steelers versus the Browns, it still seems to matter. And while it might annoy me that the national media so often gets it wrong, when talking about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, in moments such as this, I'd like to thank them, because I do think that it matters. And I think we're seeing that bear out right now in real time. He would be a Brown if he wanted to be a Brown. They have a better deal in place.
Yes.
They're probably going to pay him, I would guess, because we know how the Haslams work, more money.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably comes down purely to reputation.
Seriously. The Steelers aren't what they once were. We all get that. But they still have staying power. But think about if they do, you know, if this does happen, it almost brings them back into that light of being what they once were, and especially if they win this year. Because if they do this and it does pan out, and the quarterback situation pans out, and IU pans out, he has a great year, and they make a run for it. And I'm not saying win a Super Bowl or anything, but they are the Steelers again. They're competing. You know, guys in the offseason are going to want to come here again. And I feel like that was lost for a long time.
I think we're,
that's been lost for about half a decade.
I think we've seen it this year that people still want to come here. I mean, Patrick Queen is making a lot of money by Steelers standards from a free agency standpoint. He's not making a ton of money from an NFL standpoint.
No.
He wanted to come here.
$37 million or something?
Like, yeah.
That's nothing, right?
We've been told Justin Fields, like the Bears, I don't know that they were going to send him definitely to where he wanted to go, but he did have input, and he wanted to come here. Guys want to play for Tomlin. They just do. You have the Ryan Clarks of the world going on the Pivot podcast talking about how Mike Tomlin values him, the man. That stuff matters. When you've got these NFLPA surveys that come out, and the Steelers across the board didn't do so hot, but the one thing that always seems to be hot is Mike Tomlin's getting an A. I do think that that still matters. Maybe I need to back off Tomlin a little bit. Maybe not, because it hasn't led to winning enough for my liking, but Mike Tomlin is the principal reason why Brandon Ayuk wants to come here and not go to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play for Tomlin, or you want to play for Stefanski?
Right.
And I'm not saying Stefanski's a bad coach. He won Coach of the Year last year.
He's
did
not Mike
a
Tomlin.
Hell of a job. He's not Mike Tomlin.
No, he's not Mike Tomlin. He's not. I mean, there's ways to look at this too. I mean, you can give respects in a way, but also the on the field game day preparedness and still question that with Mike Tomlin and
yes.
And you know, some of the games that are so frustrating that you watch with the Steelers underneath Mike Tomlin, but also at the same time, this is why that the Rooneys didn't even probably think about not extending him because of this. Things like this. Like, we're getting ahead of our skis maybe just a little bit right now because it hasn't gone through, and maybe he could pick the Browns at the end of the day. We don't know that. Ayuk, we're talking about. That could happen. But as we sit here right now, and if I put my brain into Ayuk's body, like, I have two people at the table, and one is the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mike Tomlin, and the other is the Cleveland Browns with Stefanski. I'm not even hesitant. I know where I'm going. I know where I want to go.
Yes.
That's just really what it comes down to.
You know you're going to be treated like a man, and you know you're going to be in it. And those things matter. And you also are going to get paid, which obviously matters. But if you've got those other two things, you don't need to be paid quite as much. He wants to be valued. And I do wonder if Kenny Pickett's the quarterback and Matt Canada's the offensive coordinator, though, I think it probably changes things.
No doubt.
But that's not the situation any longer. I mean, Russell Wilson wanted to come here, too. It's not like he had this long list of suitors, but Mike Tomlin still does mean something. You need to win. I'm tired of the mediocrity, but he means something. When we come back, oh, man. We're going to read you the latest from Adam Schefter about the Patriots pulling out, and I think we're going to have a good laugh about it. And then the morning hosts in Cleveland, they're in full rationalization mode.
I saw that.
They are in full on, it's okay, we don't need Ayuk mode. We're going to get into that. A lot more Ayuk stuff on the way. We got John Wehner at 8:35 to talk about last night's Pirate debacle. And I cannot wait to talk to Doug Whaley today from 9 o'clock until 10. You want a guy who could take us behind the curtain on all the machinations going on with this? He's the perfect guy to talk to for a full hour, and we got him, like I said, coming up at 9 o'clock. We'd love your input. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peter Stalcha. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the phone lines are open. The hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I can't wait to talk to Ray Fittipaldo today at 8 o'clock because the Aiyuk stuff ain't the only thing going on in Steelers world. There are a couple of big stories to come out of training camp yesterday, and so we will talk to Ray coming up in about an hour and a half. And 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. It was yesterday afternoon when Adam Schefter said that the Steelers had re-engaged the 49ers in Brandon Aiyuk trade conversations. I'm guessing they never unengaged? It wouldn't make much sense. I'm guessing they weren't the front runner when everyone went to bed on, what was it, Monday night? But I'm guessing Omar Khan probably thought we'll talk again tomorrow afternoon. But I wanted to point this out, Doran. You can't spell renegade without re-engage. I stole that from Brian Batko.
Did you?
Yeah. So credit where credit's due. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection. So you've got the Patriots trying to rationalize all this through the media, through Adam Schefter. You've also got the Cleveland media right now trying to rationalize this. Let's start with Schefter. So this came out, you know, somewhere in the middle of that disastrous Pirate game last night from Schefty. Sources. After inquiring about Brandon Aiyuk's availability, the Patriots have decided not to explore any further trade possibilities with the 49ers regarding their standout wide receiver. Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. That last sentence is so superfluous, man.
Oh, my gosh. Of course they do. Of course.
You know what? We got it. We got a really good view of these guys in training camp. We don't need Brandon Aiyuk.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened.
Right.
I'm sure it's not Brandon Aiyuk going, I ain't going there.
I don't want to come to the Patriots.
I love that. That last sentence is probably copy and pasted from Robert Kraft.
Yes.
Patriots are excited about their young receivers and want to focus on them. Other reporting around New England and the 49ers suggests that they've been checking in on Brandon Aiyuk since May. So, with all due respect to the crop of wide receivers and pass catchers they have in New England, they're not actually excited about that group. So that is the Patriots trying to come to terms with failure. Here's Ken Carman, who hosts the morning show with Anthony Lima on our brother station in Cleveland. Quote, Usually when the Browns are rumored in trades, it has to be done or it's a failure. Seems with Ayuk that fans would welcome him, but wouldn't be upset if he wasn't traded here since they already have Cooper and wouldn't have to pay Ayuk, end quote. So yesterday it's all, oh my God, we could get Brandon Ayuk. Let's celebrate in the streets. Let's burn our Johnny Manziel jerseys in celebration. And now it's, oh, well, we don't really need him.
Yeah, because you know what? The Steelers are now back. You know, it was said for one second that the Steelers were out of it, but now that they're back in it, yeah, we'll just back
off. We don't need him.
Yeah, we're good.
See, that's why I actually understand his point there, because we talked that out yesterday.
That doesn't make sense. The Cleveland Browns. At the end of the day, it doesn't make sense.
Not for this year.
No. I mean, even like Amari Cooper had a good year last year. Like, why would you give that up to get another piece of a guy that is just a little bit younger that you would end up having to pay? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Especially for this year's team when you are swapping very good wide receiver for very good wide receiver, and the very good wide receiver you would be acquiring would have to learn a new offense, would have to get up to speed with the quarterback. You might actually take a step back in the early portion of this. So I actually do understand what Carmen's saying. However, Browns fans should have all their undies in a bunch, because if not Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
They should be real upset.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's actually a reason, now that we're talking it out here, why it does make sense for Cleveland. Because you would be swapping wide receiver for wide receiver, and while there might be growing pains early,
you're just taking that wide receiver away from Pittsburgh.
Yes. And you're either going to be paying Amari Cooper next year, or you're going to be paying Brandon Ayuk. And when Brandon Ayuk's contract is up, if it's a four-year deal, he'll be as old as Amari Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
So you can rationalize it that way, and then you can keep him from a chief division rival.
Right.
So maybe Browns fans love Amari Cooper. I'm sure that they do. And you can say, oh, we're happy to keep our guy. But if you don't get him, I have heard, and we have heard, and nobody's heard of any other teams involved in this, he's going to go to Pittsburgh. Now, I do think that there is a small percent chance, that it's Cleveland. Because if it weren't, then they would have, we would have seen a similar tweet.
What, but like the Patriots?
Like the Patriots. That's what would have happened last night, that the Browns would be out. But there's so much circling around Pittsburgh here. All the insiders now say that the Steelers are in it, and the guy from the Bay Area says the Steelers are in it. Pony's saying the Steelers feel very good about it. He's never come off of it, so he's going to look really good if this all winds up going through. There's just too much smoke to Pittsburgh, to Ayuk to Pittsburgh, for me to think it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep him now.
I just wonder what the compensation is going to be, or you're giving up. Like, I think, and I would like to know what the hangup is. Like, what, you know, even starting back in the draft, like, what were they asking? What weren't you willing to give? Okay, fine, we cave in. Let's do the trade. Let's get it done. Like, what is it? It's definitely something significant.
Well, I'm sure it will be, at this point, a rostered player going back in return. And we can speculate about who it's going to be in the next segment, I think, so we can have more time with this and kick it around. Because there's one guy that's not going to be included in this deal. Mm-hmm. And we can get into that a little bit too. The Steelers are going to have to give something up. And the Steelers are going to have to pay him. But I think the Steelers are going to have to pay him less than if he went to New England. Yeah. I think it's reasonable to assume they're going to pay him less than if he went to Cleveland. And I don't think they're going to have to give up as much as New England or Cleveland would give up. Because the Steelers hold the cards.
Yeah.
Because Ayuk wants to come here.
Right.
They're the only dance partner. They're like me in college when it's 4 a.m. and I'm at the bar and there's some ugly person and then there's me and I ain't no friggin' George Clooney. And we lock eyes and we go, I guess this is it. We're each other's only option here. And it's not going to be good, but it's good enough. I think that's what the 49ers have to grapple with here. It's not going to be as good, but I think the Steelers will make it good enough for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we are going to maybe be surprised by what player could be included in this deal, but I don't think when the deal ultimately comes to fruition, any of us are going to go, oh, the Steelers overpaid here.
Right.
We might be surprised by just how little it takes to get him here.
Hmm.
Like, I don't think they're going to have to send a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the further along this goes, and the more clear it is than ever that he's not going to wind up back in San Francisco, you got really two players here with an outside shot at Cleveland. I think the Steelers can hold firm in probably whatever it is that they're offering
here. Yeah.
Let's get into some of those names coming up
next. Interesting.
I think it's happening today. Would be nice if it happened during our show.
That would be great.
We got Canada during our show.
Yes.
Did we get anything else?
We got something else. I forget what it was.
We did, but I can't remember what it is either. Anyway, we'll talk about some of the pieces or a piece that could go back in return if Brandon Ayuk is in fact traded to Pittsburgh. We'll do that coming up next. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. What might the Steelers be willing to give up to part with for Brandon Ayuk? We'll get into that coming up in a moment. Here's a text. Crowley, what was your pickup line? Hey, want to go watch me pee somewhere randomly? No, it was basically, hey, everything works, I promise. You game?
Man.
And then you just count that they can't see because it's too dark in the bar. That's what you're hoping for. And then you get out into the light the next morning and they go, ah, what did I do?
Oh.
Yeah. The old morning recoil is probably what happens. In fact, I know that it happened. One more thing before we get into some of this trade compensation. Jay Glazer, was it Steelers camp yesterday? Did you see the video?
Yes.
So Jay Glazer and Mike Tomlin, along with Brett Michaels, were out at Dino's in Latrobe last night. And there were a bunch of people there. And this is why I was so bummed out when they had to move training camp back in COVID. Because those places, Dino's, Sharky's, they make their nut in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the time of the year. If you have never been to Latrobe for training camp, and you go to Dino's or Sharky's at night, you are going to run into Steelers people. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're just hanging out. You just see the regular dudes. So I can't recommend it enough.
Probably top five best wings I've ever had. Both places. Ever.
They're very good.
Very, very, very good.
And you know what Dino's does is they have the old frosted mugs.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't get enough of.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit of the ice chips sort of floating in the top because it's that cold.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Both places really good. I used to like Gio's because you'd be able to smoke there. And they had delightful Italian food and Guinness on draft. And they gave it to you in the real pint glasses. But I believe Gio's closed.
Oh.
R.I.P. Mm. Total hole. But the food was outstanding.
It was a fire.
Oh, my God. Jerry Dulac would always go there. Here's a little thing about Dulac. Wherever he goes, he'd go to McDonald's. And he's going to order the chicken piccata. You don't have chicken piccata? What do you mean? Piccata. There's no chicken piccata?
What?
There's no Mick piccata? What are you talking about? Every time. Every time. So here's one of the names that's been rumored to go back to San Francisco in a deal for Brandon Ayuk. And I saw Alan Saunders report this, and we kicked it around a little bit yesterday as well. James Daniels makes a ton of sense. You could slide Herbig over to right guard, or Mason McCormick could blow the Steelers' socks off, and by all accounts he has. He's your right guard. That is a name that, again, Saunders has reported and that we have heard, and I think that is a fair price to pay.
And you could also use some depth in the interior line position. Like, I don't know what their guard situation really is. I mean, I'm sure that they're willing to roll with those guys because they've been starters for a few years. But having James Daniel, a veteran guard, I think that that would help them immensely if he could be a starter or if he could be a swing guard or, you know, just go in there whenever they need some depth. So that would be a piece, if I were the 49ers, that I definitely would want. Now, I don't know if I would want to sweeten the deal a little bit, but James Daniel, I think, would be the top piece if I was a 49er.
That would be the biggest player going back in return. Now, they drafted a guard from Kansas in the third round, and I guess he has opened some eyes there, but you're the San Francisco 49ers, and you were a play away from winning the Super Bowl last year, and I don't think you want to have to play a rookie guard if you don't need to. And I also understand that you're probably not, even though the Steelers hold a lot of the cards here, going to be able to get by on just draft picks. You're San Francisco, and you want to keep that window open, and you know you're paying a lot of people, and you got to pay Brock Purdy coming up real soon. But draft capital and only draft capital going back the other way is not going to tickle you because you are so close to the Super Bowl. And it's hard to rationalize that, I think, to the fan base, if you're John Lynch, to say, look, we got a first and a fourth or a first and a third. That's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
But fans are going to scream, yeah, but it doesn't help this year's team.
Right.
And we just saw Ricky Pearsall is banged up with injury too. I'm not sure that it affects things enough to give Ayuk a long-term contract, but just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
One guy we know is not going back is Pat Freiermuth.
Absolutely.
We know that. We know that for a fact. They're interested in Pat Freiermuth, but they're not going to the Steelers part with that guy.
Wouldn't make any sense at all.
No. You don't hire this particular offensive coordinator in Arthur Smith and then trade the guy who right now is your number two wide receiver for a wide receiver when this guy loves tight ends as much as he does.
Well, you just wouldn't create a hole, too. So, this would be, you'd be reverting backwards. You'd actually be staying the same in some sense. Like, you would get a receiver but lose a tight end.
Yeah.
You just would never do that.
No, it's weapon for weapon. Right. And it would be, honest, it would be very reminiscent of the Deontay Johnson trade.
Right.
Well, we fixed corner in their minds. Now we need a wide receiver. Well, you created a hole. You didn't have a hole at wide receiver. Now you have a hole at wide receiver. You'd have a hole at tight end because we've heard good things about Mount Washington, but he's not your number one receiving threat at the tight end position.
Mm-hmm.
And we have heard some nice things about Connor Hayward.
He's not a tight end.
Who's not a tight end. In fact, the Steelers just released their first depth chart of the offseason, and he is listed as their primary fullback.
Mm-hmm.
So they view him more as sort of a jack of all trades, but he doesn't have the body type to be a kick-ass tight end off the line, and he probably doesn't have the ideal size. In fact, he doesn't, to be your principal pass-catching tight end.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not going to happen. In fact, I think within the next 2 weeks, at absolute worst, and I'm thinking probably this week, you're going to see the Steelers get pen to paper with Freiermuth on a contract extension.
Yep.
So that's not going to happen. We've also heard Dan Moore's name thrown around. That, to me, might be the ideal situation.
Yes.
Because then you can just play things the way that we think they should be played anyhow. Broderick at left, Feltano at right, wash your hands of Dan Moore.
Keep James Daniels at guard. Let Mason McCormick sit a year.
And then next year you don't have to pay him. You just bump Mason McCormick up. That's probably the ideal thing. And they seem to have faith in Anderson that he can be a swing interior or exterior guy.
Yes.
So they do have some flexibility there. 412-928-9370. They're still trying to figure out stuff with Williams, too, aren't they? The left tackle?
Trump, yes.
So maybe Dan Moore makes some sense there. But I don't think if and when this deal is consummated that Steelers fans are going to go, oh, jeez! Oh, God! What did we give up? I don't think that's going to happen. So we heard how Ken Carmen in Cleveland was rationalizing things. We heard how the Patriots, through Adam Schefter, have rationalized the fact that they're out on the running of Brandon Ayuk. Well, coming up next, I think we got to dive into why this deal needs to get made. Like, you are too far along now to not get the guy. We'll get into that. And then more Brandon Ayuk at 7 o'clock. It's also Sidney Crosby's birthday, which, it's not just a day for pinata and cake. This birthday has special meaning, and we'll get to that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about the Pirates debacle as well. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I think most people, Doran, think the Steelers nailed the offseason, for the most part. But here's the question. If they don't get Brandon Ayuk, can you look at this offseason and call it a failure?
I mean, I wouldn't say failure, but it wasn't as great as it could be. It wasn't what I expected. I mean, I know that you got the quarterback situation under control for now. You upgraded there, at least on paper. You got a middle linebacker. You filled some spots. And, you know, it just turns to, you know, looking at the receiver spot and what you gave up, which was Deontay Johnson in a trade, and maybe what you got back in the trade in Dante Jackson that you're hoping can pan out. So the corner and the receiver spot still, to me, haven't been done yet. They're not complete.
No.
So I wouldn't say failure, but there's a lot more to be desired.
You know how the Patriots did that thing with Schefter where they're like, oh, we believe in our young wide receivers. You can't do that here.
No.
You can't. It can't be. The Steelers are out of the running for Brandon Ayuk. They feel good about what they have in the receiver room. They have telegraphed for the entire world they're not good enough there. Telegraphed it. They can say whatever they want. I say this all the time. Coaches, GMs, executives, front office, owners will lie to you. But personnel moves, you can't lie with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you start signing a bunch of 6'2", 220 corners, you're probably going to be playing man coverage. Well, we don't know. We're going to play zone. Probably not. Oh, he's a 4-3 guy. A couple of 4-3 press man. We're still going to play zone. No.
Yep.
You can tell me whatever you want, but the moves tell the story.
Yes.
They have been interested in Brandon Ayuk since the time that they restructured Alex Highsmith's contract before the draft, telling you in big old bright Broadway-style letters, we are not good enough at the wide receiver position. And so I will not say that the offseason, I'll agree with you, it's not a failure if you don't get Brandon Ayuk, but if you don't get Brandon Ayuk, it is a failure, if that makes sense.
Yes, that situation is a failure with inside of the situation of the offseason.
Yes, it is a disaster, frankly, if you don't seal the deal here. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. You have the leverage. And he's not going back to San Francisco. I've seen some people put out there, San Fran, it makes it, just offer him a little bit more money, keep him around. And I get it from their standpoint. He's not going to take that. Mm-hmm. They've already disrespected him. You said that beautifully yesterday. And you had this happen yesterday with Christian McCaffrey.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think, obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
little slip up there.
A former teammate.
That's like you're on a date and you're a skeezy dude and you're like, you have beautiful breasts. Eyes. You have nice eyes. You got great eyes.
That just tells me that he doesn't even have a locker there.
He ain't going back.
I don't even think he has a locker.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey knows it. Everyone knows it. Omar Khan, I'm sure, knows it. Mike Tomlin. Everyone knows he's not going back there. So it's either you rest on your laurels if you're Brandon Ayuk and you eventually cave and go to Cleveland, or you get exactly what you want and go to Pittsburgh. And that's why if Omar Khan does not make this happen, it is a failure. They don't want him. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to come here. Give up what's necessary to get him here.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't, there's no way you can put lipstick on that pig. Hey, Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan in a press conference. Well, we believe what we have in this room. No, you absolutely do not.
No.
If you did, you wouldn't be this deep. They have such an advantage here that if it doesn't happen, I think at this point I will be shocked. I think by the end of the day today, Brandon Ayuk is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Well, I mean, we just went through all the angles. You know, the angles that are left is the Pittsburgh Steelers because he's not going to go back. Doesn't think he's going to go to the Browns. Patriots are out. Steelers are still at the table. Like, it'll come down to crunch time. It's like, all right, let's just get it done on both sides, and I think he will be here.
San Francisco probably wants the Cleveland deal because you get a really good wide receiver in return in Amari Cooper. But, oh well, he's not going to go to a place where he's not going to get a long-term contract. And it's not about the money either. It's about making more money than San Francisco was willing to offer, but my understanding is he doesn't need Pittsburgh to pay him more than Cleveland would pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to feel valued and go to the place he wants to go, and that place is Pittsburgh. So, hypothetically, let's say he's coming. What does that mean for Mike Tomlin? We'll talk about that a little bit coming up next, and then we'll break into a very happy birthday, potentially, for Sidney Crosby. Big day. Big day. And Sidney Patrick turning 37 years old today. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.